Profession. The word profession means the act of professing our belief in what we believe. Every week we repeat John 3:16 as we acknowledge our faith in God who loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son to die on a cross for us. As our faith grows stronger, we have no problem in letting others know that we believe in Jesus Christ. And one of my favorite verses, Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for all that believeth, first the Jews and then the Gentiles, is what Jesus said. The word used for power means dynamite. It is like, once it reaches our heart, it is like an explosion comes there. And the explosion leads us to Jesus Christ. It's like, we didn't know this before, and all of a sudden now we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That word power is the power that's given to us. For we profess Christ as our Lord and Savior, and once we profess Christ as our Lord and Savior, we become a child of God. So in our walk of faith, Paul continues to lead us as we study the Scriptures. For the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 10:9-10, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our hearts, we shall be saved. For with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And he wrote in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is how important our faith is, for it leads us into our profession of faith. Listen carefully to the verse found in Matthew 10:32-33. Jesus says, whosoever shall confess me before others, I will also confess them before my Father in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before others, I also will deny them before my Father in heaven. This is why our membership service is so very, very, very special to me and should be that special to us. For those joining our church that day, before us and before all who would listen, they're not ashamed of this, for they will come before us saying they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They make their own confession of faith through this service. So number one is our profession of faith. And that profession leads to progression. The word progression means that we advance in our faith step by step. The Apostle Paul wrote to 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any person be in Christ, they're a new creature. For old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I guarantee all of us here who have accepted Christ, all of us here who are closer to Christ, we don't do the same things we did years ago. We're different now. How we talk is different. Everything about us is different. Sometimes we slide, and if I hit a hammer with my finger with a hammer, that's the same David might say something then. But we are different people now than what we were when we were young and wild, or when some of you might not have been. But listen carefully to this verse found in Matthew, and you'll understand. Whosoever shall accept me, Jesus said, I'm going to accept you before my Father in heaven. And who denies me, I will deny them. This is why our membership is so very, very special. So in progression, the Holy Spirit that dwells within our hearts leads us to becoming new people in Christ. In our prayer I read earlier, Jesus prayed that we would become one with him and one with each other. And Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2:9-10, we have all been chosen as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And that word chosen now sometimes leads to other people in different beliefs, what it should be. We might be chosen, but it's ours. We have to make the choice. God chooses us. We still have to make the choice. But we are chosen now for all those who have made the choice. Chosen generation, a royal priesthood, Peter says, a holy nation and peculiar people, that we might show forth the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Today we have, I don't know, maybe 50 people here, maybe 45 to 50. There's 45,000 people out there who aren't coming to church, you know. So it's up to us to try to get the word out if we can. Jesus prayed to his heavenly Father for himself. And he prayed to his heavenly Father for his disciples. And then he prayed for all of us who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, if you follow that prayer, and become a child of God. He prayed for us so that we could prepare ourselves through our progression of faith that leads to perfection that God offers. There's been many over the years, many people who have beat up on John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, Methodist movement, once preached a sermon and wrote a paper on perfection. He started his sermon, and I will paraphrase, by saying, "I am going to open up a hornet's nest by preaching on perfection. But the Bible talks about it, and Jesus Christ talks about it, and I'm going to reach out and preach about it." And he did open up a hornet's nest. Yet, I am not sure why there is so much hornet's nest in this. For not only did Jesus talk about it, Jesus lived a perfect life without ever committing a sin. And God the Father has a perfect love for each of us. Jesus died on the cross and gave us a perfect and paid for a perfect price that would pay our wages of sin. God's forgiveness is a perfect forgiveness. He will promise to make our sins white as snow. None are righteous, and no, not one can accept Christ without asking for forgiveness. But because none are righteous, but the righteousness of God is perfect. And that's what God bestows upon us in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit that dwells within us is perfect. So there is perfection in our life. There is. The perfect body is like that of Jesus Christ someday when we go to be with Christ. We can never be perfect on our own. We can never forgive our sins sometimes, but we ask God to forgive them. And we can never love as God loved us, but God is a perfect God. He wants us to be one with Him and one with each other. We begin with our faith as a profession of our faith and as we profess Christ as Lord and Savior. And Jesus is proud of us when we make this profession of faith, so proud that He confesses us before His Father in heaven. A celebration, they say, amongst the angels. And there's too many angels for us to even count because they're forever and ever in space. We progress in our faith as we profess Christ as our Lord and Savior. We progress in our walk of faith as the Holy Spirit that is perfect inside of us is with us, making us a new person in Christ. And we strive for perfection. And when that day comes, God will give us a perfect body. He said it, not Dave. A perfect body where we'll live a perfect life in a perfect world and get to live with a perfect God. May our profession and faith come from our hearts. And may the Holy Spirit direct us, direct our lives, our hearts, so that we may progress in our faith and prepare us for eternity where our perfect Savior, Jesus Christ, will greet us with a perfect hereafter. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, we thank You, Lord, for giving us the opportunity, Lord, to profess You as our Lord and Savior from our hearts. You give us that opportunity, Lord, to become a child of God. For once we believe and ask You to come into our hearts and be our Lord and Savior, we become a child of God, and You're offering us everything in that perfect world that's ahead of us, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we'll progress, Father in heaven, to be the person You would have us to be, and change us, Lord, into that person You would have us to be, through that perfect Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Lord. And Father in heaven, we pray, O Lord, that once we find You, Father in heaven, once we receive You, Lord, and long as we progress in our faith, Lord, that someday we'll meet You eye to eye in a perfect body that You've given us, Lord, that'll never die and never cry, never do anything wrong, Lord, in a perfect world, O Father in heaven. We thank You, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.